This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital, just after 11 a.m. Ride with me till 12 noon. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. So I want to start with the players that will not suit up against the Bengals: Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Von Miller, Laremy Tunsil, Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi, Marcus Mariota. He mentioned Brandon Coleman, Jordan McGee, Jonathan Jones, Noah Brown. And I think we're all assuming now that means that Jaden Daniels will play at least a series. But I think my bigger takeaway is actually it sounds like all of the running backs will be available. This is a great chance to evaluate B-Rob, Eckler, maybe Debo will get an opportunity to run the ball at times. Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez, and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, who I believe was held out of the joint practice because of a shoulder injury. But the fact that he was not listed, I feel like he should be ready to play Monday against the Bengals. So really, you know, I don't care about Jaden. I didn't want to see him, all right? So Dan's saying other players that aren't playing, he didn't name Jaden. So if Jaden plays, I want to see him just a series then, get him out of there. But I would like to see all the running backs get a real opportunity and a chance to evaluate all of them. They all provide something different. I was blown away by Jeremy McNichols in that first preseason game. To me, that was a statement. Like, hey, I'm still good enough to be on this roster, especially if you want to contend for the NFC Championship here. You need a guy like me. Kroski-Merritt has shown a lot of promise. I mean, Bill's been fun to watch. They need to be able to trust him to block in the backfield, because if Jaden takes a lick, takes a hit, because Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt misses a block, that's going to be a big problem. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to John in Columbia. What's up, John?
What's up, A-Rod? Classy program, classy guy. That's what you are. I appreciate you taking my call. Look, man, I know that I might be in the minority with my opinion here. I don't understand how you can get ready to play a contact sport and don't play in a game, in a preseason game. I don't get it. Everybody talks about we got to get off to a fast start. You can get off to a fast start if you don't get yourself prepared to play in a regular season game and get yourself up to game speed. You can't do it. It's impossible. I don't care. Well, how much practice you get, you cannot. All the greats will tell you, you can't emulate game speed in practice. You modify, I understand. Get him in a series or two and get him out of here. But I guarantee you, go back to that Cincinnati Bengal game last year. If number five, if Daniels did not have game speed preparation, he wouldn't have pulled off that touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin with that free runner on that go route on the in the end zone. He was prepared. He had his feet. He knew how to take a hit. He knew it was coming. That's how you prepare. You got to prepare, guys. Stop the crap. You got to prepare. I love you, A-Wad, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, John, let me ask you a question. John, before you get out of here, John.
Yeah,
all right, I love the energy. And I 100% agree with where you're coming from here. If you want to be ready to play and take a hit, you got to have already been punched in the face once, and you can do that in preseason. I personally don't want to risk an injury, but how do you respond to the fact that Lamar Jackson's not playing preseason? He's ready to take the hits. Dude played at an MVP level last year.
Lamar Jackson plays for purple and black team that has no heart. I'm talking about the burgundy and gold. That's all I care about. I only see one team. I live in Columbia, Maryland. I see one team, the burgundy and gold. I could give a rat's you know what about anybody else. Get my team ready to play.
Lamar can kiss John and Columbia's ass, huh? I appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Pete in Landover. Pete, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, brother. Appreciate it. I would play him one series if he has all the protection in there, but just as anybody gets that warm, fuzzy feeling, that's fine. But back to the Terry McLaurin thing, and one of the callers mentioned it that, you know, he's got a lot of years left in him. I mean, you know, we're celebrating Art Monk right now, and he could be another Art Monk. He really could. So whatever money it's going to take, I'm sure they can come up with something comparable, and we got to keep him around.
What is your reaction to the news today that he's activated off the PUP list?
I'm excited about that. I'm really excited because now I'm not worried about him stepping on the field and doing what he does. But he can step on. He can wait till game one anyway with the Giants. But I'm excited because I really think he's a big part of our offense. We saw that last year.
Absolutely. We don't win both playoff games without him. Tampa Bay, he was clutch.
Amen.
Lions took the screen to the house.
I enjoy the show, brother. I enjoy the show immensely. And keep the energy. And thanks for taking my call.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for chiming in. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. I really do believe that Dan Quinn thinks that this ramp-up process is so important, and it's the work that they put in behind the scenes here, and that's kind of what I'm talking about in terms of, hey, you got to walk before you run, and Terry McLaurin now is expected to be on the grass at practice. He's expected now to practice. Right, there's no hiding behind the PUP anymore, which is the huge positive step in my mind. And they really believe in their ramp up. They're doing it for everyone, right? He's like, oh, McLaurin's on the same page as Jordan McGee and Sam Cosmi now. He's on the same trajectory as them, and they're trying to work through all these little things. They're treating it like it's an injury, but also you can't expect a guy to just go out there and be ready to catch 7 passes for 100 yards week one without actually having him train and work with Jaden Daniels and get the timing and the rhythm down. And so that's the big part of this ramp-up process here. Let's go one more caller here. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Rod Landover, line 6. What's up, Rod? You're on the Fan with AWOD. Rod, you're on the Fan with AWOD. All right. Chris, we'll try. All right, Rod, you're on the Fan. What's up, dude?
How you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm real interested in seeing this running back, this guy Bill, man. I want to see him lined up beside Jaden Daniels because looking at his, you know what he did a little bit last week and looking at his college highlights, man, this guy, his skill set with his vision and his moves and his speed, you pair him with Jaden Daniels, man, that seems like that could, it has the possibility of being a lethal offense. So I hope they play this guy with Jaden Daniels, man.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, Rod. I see what you're saying in terms of the ceiling and possibilities. But I need to see Jaden next to B-Rob if we're going to see Jaden at all, because that's who's going to be next to him week one.
Yeah, well, see that. Well, you know, I've been reading reports about, you know, maybe B-Rob being cut. You know, I've read some things like that, man. So in my mind, I'm thinking we know what B-Rob kind of bring to the table. Well, I will put it this way: I hear some people say, you know, they want to see Jaden Daniels for one series. Let's see him for two series. Let's see him with one series with B-Rob and another series with Bill.
Yeah,
I just want to see this guy with Bill, man. This guy seemed like his skill set can work very well with this offense.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him. It's a good chance to evaluate all the running backs. I would just push back to any report that believes Brian Robinson Jr. will be cut. No chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance.
Right.
I want to say something crazy like I would lick a toilet seat, but I'm not going to say that. But there's just no chance in the world he gets cut. B-Rob makes this roster. All right, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We've got a lot still to come here on the show today. I wanted to bounce around the National Football League, give you my thoughts on what to watch this weekend. There's games on tonight. There was a game on last night. Two games for preseason week two. We got to wait till Monday night to see the Commanders in action against the Bengals. It's AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Time to get up and Adam, start your Saturday morning off, right? I appreciate you being part of the show today. It's been a wild ride. Just as the show began, aside from the technical difficulties that we started the show with, we had breaking news that the Commanders activated Terry McLaurin off of the PUP list. The team announced that right as the show began today. And we brought on Grant Paulson, EB from the Junkies. You can rewind on the Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to rewind, pause the show, run some errands, pick up right where you left off, or you could check out the podcast after we're done, Overtime on 106.7 The Fan. So now McLaurin is eligible to practice, all right? He's practiced. That he's eligible to practice. That's the great news in my mind. And I was saying that, you know, in my mind, I also think the agent was hiding behind the PUP list as negotiations dragged on. They're kind of running out of power. He has to get back on the field. If he were to sit out games, a game check reported by John Keim, McLaurin would forfeit $861,000. $861,111. That's a lot of money for each week missed. That's a lot. I think he wants to play. I think he's desperate to play. I think when I saw the joint practice and he was standing on the sidelines with a hoodie, that was a guy desperate to get out there with his teammates. He is now eligible to do this with this latest update. Here's Dan Quinn explaining it to the media after practice today.
All right, when I start, I'll give you just some players that will be out for the game, some that we're going to hold, and others due to injury. So I'll just give you a rundown of that. So Wagner, Miller, Ertz, Tunsil, and the next crew is Cosme and Coleman, Brown and McLaurin, Mariota, McGee, Jean-Baptiste, and Jonathan Jones. And I think I saw earlier today the announcement regarding Terry off of PUP. So that's good news, and that'll begin like the return to play process for him. And really, it's similar to like what a lot of those guys that I just spoke about and where they're at on their returns and doing walkthroughs and begin other parts of it. That's the Coleman's and Mariota's and McGee's and into that same space. So just into that same trajectory. And so we've got a real process in our return to play that we believe in. We know it works, and we'll hit all those steps as well. So wanted to hit you up on that, and then we can get rolling with the game and everything ready for it.
So that's the update from your head coach, the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, earlier today following the conclusion of practice. My take is this is a great step forward. I'm even predicting Monday Night Football will start with a headline, the Terry McLaurin and the Commanders have agreed on a contract. I don't know what the numbers are going to be. I just feel like that'd be another calculated move there by his agent, getting him national headlines. I think the two will agree on a deal. I really do. I felt that way the whole time. It just pissed me off as, you know, I was told it would be done by July 11th, and I was told by another reporter at the end of July. Now August 16th, and it's continuing, but this is a very positive step forward in the process. And like I said, you have 21 days till week one. They're ramping it up right now. I think 21 days is enough for a guy who's in great shape like Terry McLaurin to get even in better shape and NFL ready, working out on the field now at practice moving forward. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. It's A-Watt on the Fan. Let's go to Sam in D.C. What's up, Sam?
Hey, A-Watt, how you doing, bud? First-time caller.
I'm good, man. I appreciate you chiming in.
Hey, I wanted to give you a shout-out. You had a flash of my buddy Mad Dog Russo this morning when I heard you going out with one of the callers. I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you. He kind of got under my skin a little bit.
Well, keep it going. That's going to get you in popularity and get you into the big leagues. Anyway, 2 points. I'm wondering if the money with McLaurin, because he has an agent, is going to be worthwhile with all this drama that he caused. And over the past month, I'm actually sick of all these McLaurin lovers, because if he was as good a guy as he says he is, he would have been already in camp and practicing. Everybody says he's a team player, he's this, he's that, but I haven't seen the team player yet in holding out the way he has, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Sam. And really, it pissed me off. It pissed me off when Cortland Sutton signed that deal, $23 million a year, and then he came out and said, I signed a team-friendly deal because I wanted to keep the guys around me because we're building something here. That's exactly what I expected Terry McLaurin to say months ago. What's the difference? All right, Cortland Sutton, he's a nobody in D.C. They love him in Denver. They feel like they're building something around Bo Nix, and he's their number one receiver. And he took a pay cut to come back for another season. I totally feel the same way. If McLaurin was that good guy, he would take this pay cut because we're building something similar to what they're building in Denver, right? So that rubbed me the wrong way when Sutton came out and said that, and then the report was McLaurin was like, no, I want 34. Like, what? You had very similar production than Sutton. I think you're a better receiver than Sutton, much better, but you're too similar in terms of age and the stats that you had recently. Good call, Sam. Appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Matt in D.C. Matt, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So, Adam, as we sit here on the eve of the preseason game against the Bengals and talking about how players need to get out there and get the physicality on, it reminds me of back in 2006 when after the magical year with the Hail Mary or whatever, the Dallas game, Santana Moss and all that stuff on Monday night, in a preseason game, Clinton Portis against the Bengals, we threw an int, and Portis, who does not in his mind delineate between preseason or regular football, regular season, mowed the interceptor down, tackled him out of bounds like at the 10-yard line or something, and dislocated his shoulder, pretty much ending our season before it even started. Now, I guess some guys would take care and know it's only preseason, but there are those guys like Portis, like if he's got his pads on and he's in the game, you know, it's on. It's sort of, I feel like that would be like a Debo move. Yeah, I could see Debo just being like, it's football, I don't care. So that's it. And I would, if I may add on the McLaurin thing, I don't see how it could possibly, you could judge McLaurin for trying to get his money. Nothing's happened yet. We still got weeks to go. He's got every right to try to get the money that he has earned and that he can, you know, that, and that he will earn.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, because I can confirm what you're saying. So we brought in Clinton Portis 2004, 1,300 yards. Everyone remembers the first touch to the house against the Bucks, right? The next year, we have all that success, 2005, 1,500 yards. 2006, injured season, played 8 games, 500 yards. Did have 2,000-yard seasons after that, but I see what you're saying about 2006. And that's one of the reasons why I said I wouldn't play Jaden. I started the show with my list of guys that I wouldn't play. Jaden's at the top of that list right there. I didn't need to see Debo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner. Like, I named about 10 starters out of 22 that I don't need to see in the preseason. But it kind of seems like Dan Quinn confirmed that Jaden will be out there for at least a series. We still have Matt in D.C.? All right, let's go to John in Newburgh. John, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you had a fan last week mention this, and I thought it was a good idea. These wide receivers, they need work. They need reps. And I think with the Cincinnati game, I think we should start Josh Johnson, because he can throw the ball and actually get it to the receivers. I mean, I like that other kid, but he couldn't get the ball to the receivers. These receivers need work, and I'm talking about the receivers that we have there that are showing up for work. And that was one thing I think they should do in tomorrow night's game, and I was wondering what your opinion on that was.
Yep, good call, John. Always appreciate you chiming in. I did feel like Sam Hartman was given an opportunity because he's younger and he's cheaper, and he failed. I hate to say that because I like the kid. And he's a commander, but it was awful watching him against the Patriots, and you couldn't really evaluate the receivers. I thought K.J. Osborne was open twice, and he missed him. And then Chris Moore was open twice, he hit him, but he dropped it. And it's hard to really evaluate when you have an accurate quarterback like that. I think they should have already moved Josh Johnson ahead of Sam Hartman in the depth chart. That's not what I witnessed on Tuesday at the joint practice. It was Jayden Daniels against Sam Hartman, right? So I think they're sticking with Hartman. He did look better in the joint practice, and he did have some kind of thing, surgery in the offseason, so maybe he needs more reps to get better. But they want him to win that job between him and Josh Johnson. But I'm with you. Like, I would rather play Josh Johnson with the twos than Josh Johnson with the threes, because I think his timing and rhythm is so good. You can see, I mean, even at practice, you can see why he's been a backup in the National Football League for so long. So many teams bring him into camp and then keep him on the roster because He's just a pro's pro. He steps back, he hits his open receiver. He steps back, he goes through his reads and releases the ball, and he really doesn't take many sacks. And so if it were up to me, I would have had Josh Johnson ahead of Sam Hartman. I'd have Jaden Daniels play probably one drive, a bunch of runs with the running backs, maybe one play action deep shot just to let him release it downfield. And then I would have Josh Johnson for most of the rest of the half and maybe even into the third quarter. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll take more of your calls next on The Fan. It's AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We got Metal Chris running the ones and twos. Chris, it's been a wild show today. I mean, we start with that Terry McLaurin news. We got a little bit of clarity there from Dan Quinn at the podium. But this is exactly what I wanted to start my Saturday morning off, right? Like, I don't understand how anybody's not taking this as a huge positive step forward, right? This is what you wanted.
It's pretty exciting, honestly, this morning. We've heard a lot of the kind of the same Terry conversation for a while now. I feel this is the first real progress we've gotten in a few weeks here. So
Right. Because when I was at the joint practice on Tuesday, the offense didn't look good. And I thought, well, that's pretty good news for Terry's camp here trying to get a deal. But the update was he was on the sidelines watching, and he was even talking with Adam Peters. And I kind of hoped Wednesday was a day off, maybe we'd get an update. Then Thursday, they're back at practice, no update. Friday, practice, no update. Saturday morning, update. and that is that he has been activated. They can start ramping him up now. And I think the timing works out really well, right? It is Saturday, August 16th. You have three more Saturdays until it's game day that Sunday against the New York Giants. This is enough time for him if there was any kind of injury, or if it's just rust he needs to get off, or he needs to get back to full speed, even though I do feel like he's been working out hard on his own. There is enough time for him to get up to full form, full speed, to be ready to play in week one. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to John. John in Landover. John, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, John, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just to get this out there, I'm John Doe. I have high insider trading information from a verifiable source. He has predicted the James Cook deal. He has predicted the Michael Parsons trade deadline before it broke news. Terry McLaurin, 3 years, $30 million before week one. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend. Go Commanders.
All right. John Doe from Landover with a prediction. 3 years, $30 million. I mean, we can all do predictions. We can make this a prediction show. I'm predicting Monday Night Football against the Bengals. They're going to start the pregame show with an announcement that Terry's not playing, but he's under contract. That's my prediction. I don't know what the numbers are going to be. If I had to guess, I would probably guess 27 to 28 million. Let's go to Ray in District Heights. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, AY? My man.
How are you doing today, man?
Man, pretty good, man. Like you said, I'm happy, man. You know, I heard the good news about, you know, they took him off the pulp list, so, you know, I'm optimistic. I'm like you, I'm optimistic. But now, I did have to disagree with one thing you said. I rarely disagree with you, though, because you're my man. You know what I'm saying? We see eye to eye. But I think he took a team-friendly deal on the contract before. So I can kind of understand him, like, you know, I'm the man. I'm the number one receiver in Washington, D.C. Nobody touch me. If you throw the ball at me, the percentage of me catching it is higher than anybody in the NFL. Now, maybe, you know, he's not on Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase status, but he's Jefferson and Jamar Chase in D.C. He is the number one man. It's right for him to go get some money. This is his contract.
Let me ask you a question, because I agree with you there. He's our number one. He should be treated like our number one. He's making $23 million this year. Debo's making close to $24 million. So if he wants $25-26 million, like, yeah. But I believe that Terry McLaurin is getting bad advice if the report is correct that he's asking for DK Metcalf or significantly higher. Because I would pay him $25 to $29 million probably and hopefully make a deal work. 34 or above, that's kind of crazy, because that is Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson money.
Right. Now, I agree with that. Now, that's why when I said I really disagree with you, I agree with you on the $30 million. That's what I think they're going to meet halfway. But you got to get a man a pay bump. Last year was special for him. He caught everything, man. I appreciate you, Adam.
Yeah, good call. I mean, last year was one for the history books for the entire franchise. I mean, let's just talk about it for a second here, because it makes me feel proud to support this team and excited for this season. We had the most historic rookie season in the NFL with Jaden Daniels, 851 rushing yards and all those passing yards and a pretty damn solid touchdown-interception ratio. All right, and then Terry McLaurin breaks the franchise record with 13 touchdowns. And we as a franchise have 12 wins for the first time in 30 years. And for the first time in 30 years, making it to the conference championship game. All of that is true. All of that is true. I think we have to understand that Adam Peters is not looking at the past at all. Adam Peters is looking at this like he's building his own dynasty. Like he watched John Lynch do in San Francisco. Like he watched Bill Belichick do in New England. He's building a dynasty. And the way you do that is you don't make bad financial decisions and you don't care about the past. You don't care about the past at all. And so, yes, this was the best season we've had in 30 years. It was just year one of the Adam Peters era, actually. So he probably feels like We can do that for the next 5 years, the next 10 years, with him in charge and making all the decisions. So I think that's an interesting piece that you kind of have to understand about this. Is I'm Adam Epstein saying this is the most important season in franchise history. Adam Peters might be viewing this as just year two of 20. Year two of 20. In my mind, that's another way that you have to look at this situation here with Terry McLaurin. Now, I did get, you know, speaking of inside information, I did just get inside information from a source who is texting with an agent right now who said Adam Peters will play hardball to the finish line. Adam Peters will play hardball to the finish line. This source told me he does not expect Adam Peters to meet in the middle. This is the way good franchises run themselves. Nobody complained when the Patriots did this for years. Nobody complained when the 49ers were not paying their guys until the last minute. And they were having a lot of success. Making it to the Super Bowl. That's the goal here. Adam Peters just in year two. And when he was hired, I said, probably has a 2.5 year plan to make it to the Super Bowl. That will include playing this season and then one more offseason to regroup, probably draft a first or second round wide receiver, right? Bulk up the offensive and defensive line. Get more talent on the offensive side of the ball. Next offseason, and then you gear up to actually win the damn thing. This year, I just want more consistency. I want to see my favorite team make the playoffs for 2 years in a row. It's crazy. I've never seen that before. 2 years in a row, just in the playoffs. Steelers fans are so freaking lucky. And they're out here complaining about their head coach and complaining about their quarterback situation. You make the playoffs every year. You get one extra week of football. I'm desperate for that this season. We'll take your phone calls after this quick commercial break. Final segment of AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And that's where you can check me out Monday through Friday in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, on the free Odyssey app from 12 to 3 p.m. And tonight's my big event. You could join me. If you like the Junkies, we got JP Flame and Drab T-shirt coming to AWOD's Football Fest. Football Fest 3, primetime tonight at River City Roll in Scott's Edition, 6 p.m. We'll kick off the football season with special guests Fred Smoot, Tim Hightower, Virginia Tech legend Ken Oxenine, representatives from all the local universities here in the state of Virginia. It's going to be a ton of fun. We've got live music, performances by Mackenzie Ryan and Gone Country, DJ Dukesta. We've got prizes, giveaways, swag. It all starts tonight, 6 p.m. at River City Roll in Scott's Edition. Join me and a bunch of my friends to kick off the football season. And I want to let everybody know that I was at practice Monday and Tuesday, and I had a lot of great interviews. You can check those out. Best of AWOD Radio, available for you on iTunes, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. I met the Punisher, Chris. I met John Bernthal. I mean, that was like the coolest part.
Oh,
that
dude,
was
the sweetest crossover, man. I love that show. He's on The Punisher. And I loved him on Walking Dead, too. But The Punisher, he's so perfect for it.
Yeah, I think this first season of Walking Dead as Shane is, like, iconic when he starts yelling at Rick at the end. But so meeting him was, like, it was awesome. But then I interviewed Brandon Coleman, Ben Sennett, Ja'Cory Brooks, Jeremy Reeves, Quan Martin, Jalen Lane. All of those interviews are available by searching Best of AWOD Radio. So we've been talking about the Terry McLaurin contract and the update today that he was taken off of the PUP list and can get back, as Cliff Kingsbury said, on the grass to practice with his teammates. What's next? Give us your thoughts. 1-800-636-1067. I think this is a big step in the right direction. I predict a contract will come maybe Monday night for Monday Night Football, and I'm saying 10 out of 10 he will play week one. I was worried for sure in the last few weeks. I feel good today. Let's go to Henry in Reston. Henry, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. Adam Peters has to know this is year two of five with the luxury of a rookie contract for Jaden Daniels. So he has to get it done with Terry. And to me, the meat in the middle is where you give him a lower year average, say 25 to 26.67 for 3 years, so that's $70, but you fully guarantee it. I know that sets a bad precedent for the league, But what are they going to do, not trade with us?
Eric, you got a bad phone call. I got to put you on hold, Eric. I want to bring you back on to finish your point, see if Chris can get a better connection. That was Henry, right, in Reston? Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. Zeke, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how you doing, man? Love your show.
Thank you, man. What do you want to chime in about?
Listen, Adam Peters has to do what Adam Peters has to do, and Terry has to do what Terry has to do. Terry is on his last major contract. But we can't – Peters can't look at the past. He got to look at – if he wants T.K. Metcalf money, that's $33 million for 4 years. And I think we're not going 4 years with Terry at $30 million. That's where the sticker is, I believe. I think they'll offer him maybe $28 million for – 2 or 3, but not for 4 years. What do you think?
What do you think happens, Zeke? Does he end up getting a deal? Does he play week one?
Nope, because it's his last contract. He figured I'll play out this year, and then if I ball out, I can get $30+ million for the next 3 years for another team. That's my gut feel. I felt that all along because, you know, he's married now, got a family, and this is probably his last big contract because he's 30 years old. He's not going to get another one after this.
No, it's a good point. That's a great point, and it's one where I do need to take my burgundy and gold glasses off and also understand Terry McLaurin's a human being, and this is his last chance to get a big payday. We all know what the stats say about receivers when they turn 30. The thing is, though, that the Commanders control him. So they could have him play on the contract this season. Then they could franchise tag him at the end of the season.
Yep, that's it. So, yeah, that's why I think he's going to hold out and try to get the big dollars when he can. I don't think we'll franchise him because he's a good guy. I think we'll let him go ahead and seek a trade. But I think he'll play this year. But I think he's going to be holding out for the big money so that he can get a contract for the next 3 years.
Yep, good call. Let's go back to Henry in Reston. Henry, part two, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, I think Adam Peters just needs to sit down with Terry's agent and say, look, we love this man. We want to reward him, but we also want to win a Super Bowl and need to get a lot of good players in here. So here's the middle ground. We'll give you 3 years, $75 to $80 million, $25 to $26.67 per year, but we'll fully guarantee it. And I know the league will hate that and set a bad precedent. But I don't care, and why should they care? What are they going to do, not trade with the Commanders? And that's a way to let Terry save face. You show him that you really respect all he's done for them for these years, and you let him guarantee it. I mean, if he gets hurt, the season's going to be ruined anyway, and he's not Haynesworth. He's going to live up to the money and play hard. So I think just guarantee it all.
Yeah. Do you trust Adam Peters to navigate this negotiation?
Well, he has that guy that does it for him, and so I do. And I think you got to realize that it's only, you know, we only have 5 years till Jaden Daniels is going to break the bank. So the window is now. So make this happen.
Yeah, I'm with you. Good call. Let's go to Josh in D.C. Josh, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, Adam, how you doing today, man? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. I'm so glad we got an update today. That's the positive part in my mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think we're looking at this a little bit wrong, except for, I would say, the last caller a little bit. The AAV, that is flexible. DK is the ceiling, and Sutton is the floor. DK is getting $60 million guaranteed. $70 million of that AAV is not guaranteed. It's incentivized. Sutton, he's getting $40 million guaranteed. Whatever else he has, that's AAV, that's... It's not guaranteed. Terry and his agent are smart. He's saying, look, right now his contract is, what, $20 million, right? Mm-hmm. Or 23 or 15, I don't know. Let's just go with 20. Okay. If we talk about the tag next year, well, from what I've seen online, it's going to be about 24, 25.
Yep.
That means Terry's floor for the next 2 years in guaranteed dollars is $44 million.
Yeah.
That's the starting point. So if it's a 3-year deal and he wants to beat DK, $61 million guaranteed beats that. Now we can write that up, $90 million 3 years with only $61 guaranteed, or we can beat DK and play around with the numbers and say $101 million 3 years That's 33.67 AAV, but he's really only getting $61 million. That's $24 million 1 year, $20 million another year, and $17 million another year of fully guaranteed in at March. I mean, that's my take because, you know, it's football. Injuries are guaranteed, so you're only going to get that guaranteed money.
Yeah.
All that AAV, they can play around with that. Their accountants and incentive guys, you got to be an all-pro first team. You got to have 1,600 yards.
Right.
You got to have 15 touchdowns. You know, nobody's going to hit those marks, you know?
Yeah, I think there will eventually be a lot of incentives for sure. Good call, Josh. All right, we'll squeeze in one more here. Let's go to Eric in Annandale. Eric, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Yeah, hey, Adam. It's funny. What I want to talk about is the last couple of callers with the guaranteed money. And, you know, I think the pro sports has gotten out of hand with guaranteed money. You know, all that money paying out trickles down to higher ticket prices, food and drinks. But in any case, other people have touched on it. The last thing I'll say is how can you risk that much money when in a preseason game someone can have a career-ending injury? So I just hate these guarantees.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying there. I mean, the money's outrageous. It's insane, and it does feel like, I'll say bigger picture, that we're getting to a point where NFL games are going to be too expensive to buy tickets for the average person, that you're going to need to be making 6.5 figures, right, close to 7 figures, to be able to go to games with your kids. It does feel like prices are getting outrageous and more outrageous, and I do not like a smaller stadium. You know, while we're mentioning it, I want 80,000 plus. I want it to be for the common folks, not for the suite sections to be filled and everybody's drinking beers and be happy there. No, I want the upper bowl to be filled with a bunch of Joe Schmoes that saved up all week to be able to go to the game. That's what it was like for me as a kid. That's the way I think it should be. I do not like catering to the folks in the suites. We've had a lot of good calls on the show today. I appreciate everyone. Thanks to Metal Chris running the ones and twos. Been a really entertaining, fun show. So thanks, everybody, for chiming in. And it is Linnell Winningham coming up next. You've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Stay locked to 106.7 The Fan for all your Commanders news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.